So there were a few issues with recording this week, but we're going to make sure that everything is going to be much better, and that is why there's a few dead air spots, or maybe a little bit of jumping this week. Welcome to our podcast, Geeks Are Wired, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things, even if you can't trust them. This week, I'm your host, Bill, and we have Ted.
Hi!
And Anna.
Hello.
And Joey.
Hey.
And Anthony.
Hi.
And you can contact us by emailing us at geekswire@gmail.com or give us a phone call at 801-896-4335, which we've been getting phone calls but no messages, and I decided to call it, and it apparently Google changed, because it's a Google number. Google wants you to, like, leave your name and then leave your message, and then they try to connect you, and they, like, all sorts of things. So if it rings, just let it go to voicemail, because I really... Unless I'm on my computer, I don't see any phone calls coming in. Also, can support us on Patreon, at which point you can chat with us on Discord and get access to the podcast early, or become the great, like Dave, a greater, which no one signed up yet, or the greatest.
Dave is great, by the way.
Dave is great.
Yes.
Yep. Good old great Dave. Great ape. Great ape. Oh, wait, that's grape ape. Grape Ape?
Grape Ape. Grape.
Are you having a stroke?
No, it's Grape Ape.
From Hanna-Barbera.
Is this episode 344?
Grape. This is episode 344.
Question? No.
Let's talk about something else first.
You want to talk about something else first?
Yes. Allo was dead.
Allo. Oh, yes.
Wait, they finally killed another chat client from Google?
Yeah, it took less time than I thought it would, actually. It's at the very bottom.
I want to know what the question is.
We'll find out.
It'll be part of it.
This is a really long article.
Okay, so what's it say? TLDR it for me. And the
Allo is dead.
Yeah.
What was Allo?
It was a...
Allo.
It's the stuff when you get like a big bad burn or something, you rub it on your skin and it makes it feel better.
Okay, I don't think he's right.
Well, there's aloe vera, but it's Allo, not... I guess it's the same thing. Anyways.
A-L-L-O. It's German for hello.
Anyways, Allo was a messaging app that Google put out to replace Hangouts. There's not a direct replacement for this now.
Except for Hangouts.
Hangouts doesn't do SMS anymore.
No.
So, no.
So, does this mean I can finally uninstall
Duo
this
still
app
exists, though.
From my phone?
Well, I doubt it.
Well, they have Messages also, the default SMS for Android. And then they had Hangouts and Allo and... I guess GChat for a while.
I think GChat's been dead for a long time.
Yeah, they killed that, and then they announced Allo.
Anyways, Duo's still around, but I don't know how much longer it'll be around.
Actually, I thought they doubled down on Duo.
I don't know. I'm just saying. They were gung-ho about Allo for a little bit, too.
It's a very interesting model to, you know, have competing products within your own company and just, then kill one off. And it's just, usually the favorite one that they kill off. Wait,
it just makes it to where I don't want to try out anything Google anymore.
You ready for the next item that's going to come out this summer that's killing off, where probably going at least take a good chunk out of Google's other products?
Is it going to be an email client from Google that competes with Gmail?
No.
That would be great.
Are you talking about the game?
I'm talking about Harry Potter Wizards Unite.
This is going to be Harry Potter Go.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Or, you know, Ingress Potter.
I'm excited for that. It won't take that big. Like, it'll take a good chunk, but Pokemon's so freaking popular, I don't think it'll matter.
Yeah, I don't know if you can get the same hype train, because Pokemon, like, that's cool, and it's like, you know, you're applying it to the real world. Harry Potter, like, I don't know how they're gonna, like, I guess
Harry Potter exists in the real world.
Fantastic Beasts.
You get the spells, or is it gonna be Pokemon Go all over again? Is it gonna be fantastic?
So, the review, we're saying this, it's not simple like Pogo, which has a really cool, you know, acronym.
There is no acronym for... There is, but it doesn't... I haven't heard anybody call Pokemon Go Pogo.
I've heard a lot of people Pogo.
HP woo woo go.
People usually just say, hey, want to go Pokemon? Okay, let's go.
I can spell unite. Unite to unite.
Untie.
I think that's the first time I've heard of Pogo.
Okay, fine.
Your HP.
We talked about it a little bit like last year.
I don't remember.
That's last year now.
What, calling it Pogo? No.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Harry Potter has been in announcement for years. Literally.
I think that's a great acronym. HP Woo!
Yay!
Sounds like a new like printer or something. Because HP does printers.
Ah.
That's why.
Wouldn't it be HP Wa? Not Woo.
No, it'd be Woo.
No, why would it be Woo?
Woo. Like Wu Tang.
Yeah, Wu Tang Clan.
So, besides it also not being easy to explain, people are loving it. They actually... There's going to be probably the initial hit of like, oh, no, don't, you know, this is complicated. I don't understand it. And then there's going to be the other round of like, yeah, I'll try it out. And there's so much behind it. Unlike the, you know, simple, oh, catch the Pokemon, or even like the simple Ingress where you drive around and you catch the portals.
Are you sure there's going to be a lot behind it?
There is.
Are you sure? All I'm hearing is that there is. I'm not hearing any concrete examples.
He's trying to
say
what
it is. The wand has
not
been
him.
Released yet. How about that?
Oh, wait. There's going to be an add-on?
There's going to be add-ons.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus. Is it like Bluetooth?
They have not released that information. Actually, they were kind of shy that and sad that they couldn't have the wand upon release.
Oh, man.
Which at least they're planning for a wand, where Pokemon Go, it was like, yeah, we probably should release a ball.
And they never do.
They kind of did.
They released a ball that you could charge your phone with.
Well, they also have the tracker that's like a little watch or clippy thing.
Well, they also have the Pokemon Let's Go controller functions as a Pokeball too.
And then they have the...
For Pokemon Go.
Yeah, the little...
That's the thing he was talking about.
Yeah. They also have the integration so you can trade Pokemon to the Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu.
I haven't used it.
Well, okay. So yeah, wait, you were also talking about the little like...
Yeah.
Teardrop.
Yeah, it's a little tracker. It's like a fitness tracker.
Yeah.
And it let you get steps or additional steps before they had the sync.
No,
with...
it didn't do steps.
I thought that's what it was.
Yeah. No. What it was for is when you were close to a Pokestop, you could hit it and it would spin the stop for you. And if there was a Pokemon there, you could hit it and it might catch the Pokemon
but
for
you.
But
you only got one shot.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it was... kind of to help you if you didn't have your phone open and stuff, but you didn't get steps from it. You do get passive steps now, though. You just have to hook it up to your like your regular fitness tracker or whatever.
On Android or whatever.
No, you just have
Apple
to turn
ones.
It on. And
no, you can do your app. You can do your Google Health. You can connect it to your Fitbit. You can connect it to the other apps, and they'll sync with it.
No.
Yeah.
It will only work with Apple and Google. It does not work with Fitbit at
does
all.
It not?
No, it only works
I
with those.
I mean, I have it connected to
continuing
the...
continuing running in the background.
But if you have an Android or an Apple, which you have to play Pokemon Go anyways, you can install one of the fitness things and enable it. And then it'll just use your phone instead, which is all it was doing anyways, but...
But that way you don't have to have the app open to get the steps.
Whereas before,
really
the only
nice.
Way to passively get steps without having it open on your phone was you had to have an Apple Watch. And then you had to have the app running on your
watch. Actually, the Apple Watch actually is nice.
Or you could, you know, get an emulator and spoof your GPS.
But don't do it too much, otherwise they'll shut down your account.
Yeah.
Just walk to believable places. How hard is that?
Ah, there you go.
Only use the game to circumvent laziness of real life. Don't go
put it
like
in a Pringles
crazy.
Can and spin it slowly back and forth. You hatch those eggs really fast.
Just strap it to the dog and make him play fetch or something.
The problem is if you don't go far enough, it doesn't count. So, or maybe it will now, but it wouldn't before. Like if I was just walking in place or something like that, it wouldn't. Just because I was wiggling it, it like looked at GPS or something. I don't know.
Well, it will if you have it passively off. Yeah. If the app is still open, I think it falls back to normal GPS, but it might not. I don't know. I haven't tried.
Is there a slated release date for Wizarding World? Or Wizards Unite? Oh, man.
Hello, Muggleton.
It will be released... in
June
2020. Oh. No, 2019. Sorry.
Okay.
Wrong year.
I thought you said summer.
Ooh,
well, summer is the most expected thing because it is an outside game, which means you want the best season to get people outside.
So really, they should shoot for spring then, so that people don't die of like heat stroke. Mm.
Yes,
and we're just finishing first or fifth winter right now, so spring is right winter. Around the corner. No, it's fifth. You have not been counting properly.
Hey, I don't really care, but I just.
But you're supposed to protect,
not snow.
Because magic is on the loose, you need to help keep it in control so the muggles don't figure out that magic is real.
Yeah, you want to keep those muggles out of the loop.
Yep, definitely.
Got to keep them suppressed.
That's why you have to turn off your pop-up blockers slightly on their website, because only muggles use pop-up blockers.
is that their justification?
It was actually an autoplay video on this website. Had it's to like, go like, yes, I allow you.
It's like, get out of here, muggle.
I know. You and your technology. So, yeah, this has literally been like years in the making. They're saying this year, but they said that for the last 2 years.
are they going to just do worldwide release, or is it going to be rolled out like Pokemon Go was? Or
12 or 20 languages. Upon day of release.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
They're going hard.
They will hit multiple countries.
We better have those login servers be pretty beefy this time.
Well, I mean, it's Niantic, so I mean, at this point, they should have the scaling and stuff figured out from the Pokemon Go rollout.
Yes. Well, yeah, because they didn't think it was nearly as... Wow, that is terrible. They didn't think it was nearly as bad as for Ingress. They thought they kind of had it all taken care of.
Better now. The computer is loading slow.
Yeah, it's seen better days.
Well, if you don't get a podcast this week, you'll know why.
Hey!
And you'll never hear that, too, so.
They never will.
They won't know why. You just lied to our dear listener.
Did you ever play Ingress?
I watched a coworker play it, but I didn't play it too much myself.
Okay.
I'm familiar with it. You have to go knock over the portals and stuff, and the portals are essentially what Pokestops and gyms are now.
Yes. Back in the day when we had to, submit all those locations. Which they're supposed to open that up eventually to Pokemon Go. You can still submit new locations in Ingress, but you have to be like level 10.
Might be worth getting Ingress so that we can make like our place of employment a Pokestop.
There you go. Oh, 17 languages. But the actual list of countries is unknown.
I think here pretty soon we'll be able to make a lot of places at our place of employment Pokestops.
So you can track magical creatures. So did you play Jurassic World?
I didn't know that there was a Jurassic World game.
No, did you play Ghostbusters?
I didn't know there was a Ghostbusters game.
You haven't been paying attention to the podcast.
Are these Niantic
No.
Oh, okay.
Ghostbusters is WB. They decided to do their own. And Jurassic World is Universal, I think, but they also worked with like Walmart and so like companies end up working with various.
Oh,
are these all based on the same game mechanic as
their location based games?
It's sort like of. Geocaching. Jurassic World is, but isn't.
I can understand it for the larger games like Pokemon and like Harry Potter that have like the cult followings that are just huge.
But a lot of people like Jurassic Park.
A lot of people like dinosaurs.
I understand a lot of people like Jurassic Park, but I don't think it's to the same level. Like, people are like, I like Jurassic Park.
That's why I said it's kind of like it's open world in that you could go walk around, but it's not strictly required, right?
It was definitely. You could collect dinosaurs faster and kind of do the events better.
But
same thing with Ghostbusters. It was still location based, so it was very easy. Same with Walking Dead.
Oh man!
Yes, there's so many of these games.
Yeah, there's Walking Dead
so
one too.
Jurassic Park, Walking Dead, and Ghostbusters are not Google.
What about that wizard one?
Niantic is owned by ABC or Alphabet.
Magus or?
Oh yeah, that was a thing too.
Wait, they're owned by Alphabet.
Oh, Magus, yeah, yes.
Oh man, that's some serious money for Google then.
Oh yeah, that's what I said. Another Google app that's going to take a chunk out of their own Google apps.
Okay, so they're just going to make like three more Niantics and then kill Niantic.
Well, no, Niantic is the overall. They just need to make more games than this, so they can kill Ingress. Though Ingress did upgrade to Ingress Prime recently.
The beautiful thing about their platform is that since it's sharing all of the location data, they can run it all on one like core system, and then they just plug in the front ends, and they're like, oh, you're playing Pokemon, you're playing Ingress, you know?
Yeah. And that was the thing with Walking Dead, or the other ones, the non-Google ones, they had portal-like things. They were definitely not in the same locations, but they still obviously got information from, like, where are parks and all this. And they still obviously got information from Google Maps. They're like, oh, we have maps. Actually, even Ghostbusters said that. I was like, this is updated from Google Maps.
Right. They just pay for Google Maps and ping it and place some tokens. I mean, Google Maps is kind of the de facto, you know? Like, they don't want to base it on Apple Maps. They'd have kids, like, falling off bridges and stuff.
That's funny because Apple Maps suck.
Not a thing anymore.
So, some of the looks reminds me of more of the Jurassic World one, where you track the creatures.
Yeah, a little bit. What are those? Are the tower things?
More than likely, the towers are portals, Pokestop, gyms. I don't know. Insert your game.
Yeah.
I keep on calling them portals because at least in Ingress, they're all the same thing.
I kind of like that visual style I get. The map, I guess, looks a lot better than the Pokemon one. The Pokemon one's just kind of, you know, blue-green blocks, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That one looks a little bit more blended.
Ingress looked like a fancy DOS at times.
Yeah. Ingress was really, really basic looking.
Hey, it was an art style and they ran with it.
It's kind of like Minecraft, the cell phone games.
It looks like
so
that's AR optional.
Yeah, you don't have to have AR on, but this also reminds me of Magus, where if you do your finger on it in a certain pattern.
That's what it looks like when it's snowing. So, yeah. Like I said, it doesn't always look like that.
Is that Pokemon?
Yeah.
Yeah. The weather. You walked 12.7 miles.
Oh, hey.
You didn't open your map.
Not miles, it's kilometers.
No, you didn't open it Monday, in other words.
No, I didn't.
Because Magus, you had when you were fighting other players, if you did you could either touch it, which would burn a lot more energy, or you could do the wand swishy on the screen.
Memorize the wand movements.
Yeah. Well, actually, I even showed it. You didn't have to even memorize it. You just had like, oh, here's my deck of magic book spells. Yeah. See, I guess they show this is what you do. You follow this. And you hurt the werewolf. The werewolf.
Poor werewolf.
I know. What did that werewolf do to him?
Stop saying it that way. That's wrong.
What's so bad about werewolves?
Wolf.
Woofs?
Wolf.
Woofs.
I, for one, am excited to finally become a wizard.
You gotta heal yourself this time, not just your Pokemon.
You're a wizard, Joey.
Oh, man, I hope they have Hagrid in there.
They do.
They do. It's not even an image right there.
Oh, man. This could be
he's part of the registry.
This could be great. This could be
be
D&D, but everyone is a mage. It's going to be great.
So, I found out.
Actually, why can't you be a werewolf?
That they have made changes to Bigsby, and it's not as horrible.
Yeah, we talked about some of that last week where you could change the buttons around.
Yeah, you set it to double tap.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they let you map the button to, like, do things that you want to do just through the thing instead of, like, having to get a third-party thing. So I was happy about that.
Yay.
Is it set up like the other voice assistants where if you want to talk to Google, you have to say, like, this assistant, please ask the other assistant to do this thing?
You can do that as well.
I've never...
No, but... Yeah, well, you can.
Well, similar to that.
But no, this one, you can just flat out change the assistant to something else.
Okay, that's good.
What do you mean?
Like, you can remap that button to a different assistant.
Oh, yeah. Well, to do the Bigsby voice, you just hold the button down.
I know.
And then it'll, like, let you talk.
But I think, based on the stuff we read last week, you can also remap the button to a different assistant flat out.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do with it. It's pretty neat. Pretty neat.
So, yes, I also am realizing how much more this game... Sorry, back on the game. I'm really on this game. Once more, it's like... Because you can use rune stones. You can to elevate your magic, make your book better, magic spells better. So with the healing yourself, I bet that's going to be potions.
It looks kind of neat, but I'm waiting until it comes out because I've been burned before. I am. That being said,
I've enjoyed
Sunday,
all Niantic games.
Sunday, I read the first Harry Potter book again. This is like the fourth time through.
The first Harry book.
Yeah, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, or, you know, the Philosopher's Stone, depending on which version you got.
Yeah, whether you have the U.S. or the rest of the world's version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I read that on Sunday, and I just started reading the second book last night.
What time through is this for you?
Well, it's like the fourth or fifth. I've been reading it like once a year.
I've thought about rereading them again, actually.
Which was kind of interesting.
Potions.
Yeah, no, I said that. It's potions.
Yeah. Well, there's also runes.
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 There's no I in there.
Runes.
He's pronouncing everything wrong. I hate him right now.
See? Look, ruin stones.
No, it's runestones.
Runestones?
Like Rena Center?
No, that came from RuneScape. When it first came out, I used to call it Runescape because that's what my friend called it. I was like 12.
If you ever did like action script with like Flash Player back in the day, there was a command called Run Escape, and I always read it as RuneScape.
I like it. Dude, this is Run Estone.
The exact opposite. Run Estone?
Run Estone.
Runestone?
Runest one?
The Runestone Corner.
Runes.
Hey, you also have a fortress.
See, this is a lot of mechanics.
That's what's awesome.
I didn't know that people had their own fortresses in Harry Potter universe, but that's pretty cool.
This might actually scare people off.
Well, that's the thing. It is super complicated, but it is also a lot to do, which means you can find the way you want to play it.
Yeah, maybe they don't, you know, maybe the mechanics aren't like heavily based on like you have to have 10 runestone crafting before you can advance over here. Maybe you can just, you know, run around and catch all the things or fight all the werewolves.
Maybe somebody's a runestone specialist. Wolves. Kind of like in an RPG.
Yeah. Werewolves.
This is an RPG, I'm pretty sure.
This is basically RLRPG.
It has a leveling system.
This is LARPing. This is LARPing on your phone.
Yeah, if they were to expand it just a little bit, you know, add like an archer and a knight or something, like you could have essentially real world D&D, and it could be pretty dang cool.
That might be the next one.
Yeah, I mean, I really like this idea, honestly.
They just need to work with Wizards of the Coast. Ooh, Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, and
or D&D, either one.
I mean, AR is already like so cool, and everyone's got a phone, so I mean, your phone's your character sheet, right? And then you just all connect to the same room, and away your party goes. It's a really good jumping off point for games.
Nothing.
Let's roll in the dungeon.
Yay! Alright, done with the Harry Potter.
Okay, are we going to talk about your debate now?
The debate!
What's the debate?
The real question.
Oh, is this what you were trying to tell me earlier?
Yeah, yes. Everyone argues about whether hot dogs and hamburgers are sandwiches. The real question that everyone's forgetting is whether soup is considered cereal or cereal is actually just cold soup.
You're wrong. You're always wrong.
I already have my great argument against your one point.
My one point is that a cereal is a wheat or corn-based product with milk.
No, you said in liquid.
With some other liquid.
Which is alphabet soup.
Yes, and I still disagree. But
what about a chowder?
A chowder?
Clam chowder, buddy.
What about it?
That's milk, flour, clams, a little bit of sugar. Boom. It's heated cereal.
It's like,
so, one second. Lucky so, you're saying you have to have the milk for it to be cereal?
No,
he said a liquid.
I just said a liquid.
Or like the gnocchi, like the chicken gnocchi over... at like Olive Garden or something.
Olive Garden.
Yeah, plenty of soups are just, you know, some hot liquid, some sort of flavoring.
Or cold liquid. You have cold soup.
And a lot of the time they've got grains in them.
Soup is not cereal. Cereal is not soup.
Where's the line?
Yeah, where do you draw the line on soup and cereal?
It's okay. I'm all right with my ketchup being salsa also.
Well... salsa is just
sauce.
It's
a little different.
That's all salsa means, right? Sauce. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
but most salsa is like squashed up tomatoes plus some other stuff, right?
So you got your fry salsa. You got ketchup salsa.
Your catsup.
Your salad dressings.
Miracle Whip salsa.
You could also say that ketchup is a smoothie, I guess.
Yeah.
It is a fruit puree.
It's a berry smoothie. Wait, if you put it in the freezer, does that become sherbet?
frozen ketchup just sounds so horrible.
Just ketchup on its own sounds horrible.
I like ketchup.
On its own?
Yeah.
Without anything else. You would just put a bowl of it.
I wouldn't eat a ton
eat
of it, but I'd eat. Just eaten it by my. If it's on my finger, I'll just eat it.
I don't know
eat
if
it.
I'd eat
okay.
like
salsa
if I spill
by
it on
itself.
My finger. Like, I like okay. if you're gonna dip something in it.
My nephew used to like dip French fries in and just use the French fry as the transporter of the ketchup to his mouth.
Who was
and
that? That works. Was yeah. it? It was. Brad. Oh, it's our coworker. Yeah, yeah. He does
he,
that.
He gets like a whole bunch of fry sauces, like
tons
four or
of
five
fry
little
yeah.
like Ooh. 1 ounce cups of fry sauce.
Be right.
And then he just like uses
oh, yeah.
the fries like they're a
that.
Spoon or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
he gets
scoops,
as much fry
he
sauce
scoops
as he
super
can.
Fast and then takes a bite, but only enough to get the part that's covered in fry sauce, and then he'll send the same fry back for more fry sauce. I don't know how he does
so he
it.
He really likes ketchup and mayo.
He likes all like sauces, really. Like he pretty much chugs ranch. Have you seen him eat a salad? It's mostly ranch.
At least he doesn't literally chug the sauce. We had another coworker who would do that.
Yeah, he'd get like the extra cups of the salsa, the kind of picante
which
sauce.
You do,
and
you
just drink
dude.
It.
It's fine. I'm just bringing it up.
I was thinking of Super Troopers chugging the
syrup.
Yeah.
You know, fun fact. I listened to the commentary on that, and the first couple times they were doing it, they actually did it with syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And got sick from it, and then realized that they could just do it with tea.
Do what with tea?
That is because
they were chugging syrup
and
bottles,
and they kept having to redo the take.
Uh huh. Yeah, they had multiple takes, so they're like chugging it, and then they're like, "Oh, they could just use like tea. Iced tea." And it,
yeah,
getting
it looks
sick
right.
from having to eat food in like a movie—that's like a common thing—and they like mess up those takes, and then they have to eat more of it. Mm. The Wolf on Wall Street. One of the guys kept messing up the take, and the guy had to eat sushi, and he had to keep eating sushi, and he ate it until he threw up. Oh. And then the guy was laughing too hard, and he couldn't make him eat anymore.
I've eaten enough sushi to throw up before. Sushi Family, the little all-you-can-eat sushi place here in town
that
closed
down.
That
doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. Oh, Rip. Man. I probably put them out of business.
And
sorry, guys.
Yeah, you and a couple other coworkers.
I think cereal can be a soup. I think that's my stance on it. Because, I mean, it's pretty much a chowder, right? You got your milk or whatever, and you got some sort of grain in there. It's a chowder.
Here's my ultimate problem with this. I hate soup. I love cereal.
Actually, I used to dislike tomato soup for the longest time, only because it is literally... I think it was just in the wrong container.
It could be, yeah.
And it could just be in a glass, literally. Like, it's all, like, this is a liquid. I should just, why am I having a spoon? Now I've realized tomato soup is much better. It is really just the, it's the condiment or the side dish to grilled cheese sandwiches.
Grilled cheese.
So what is your
soup.
Idea of, like, V8? Like, V8 is kind of like
it's
tomato.
Cold tomato soup.
I hate it, personally.
I don't really like V8 at all.
Well, there's
I've come to be okay with it.
There's also gazpacho, which is actually like a tomato-based soup, which is cold, and that's how it's served. And so that's a different take on that, but it's still kind of the same
guess,
type of thing.
I'm not a fan of tomatoes, really. Like, I like ketchup, but that's about as close as I normally get to them. Salsa, you know, but...
Question. What would you guys consider SpaghettiOs?
A soup.
Or are they a pasta dish?
They're a soup.
I think it's a pasta dish.
They're suspended.
Best served at room temperature.
They're suspended.
I think it's
both.
You're right. Well,
in the soup.
No. I usually like it warmer, but I have eaten it cold. It's okay. It's bad.
I don't like it refrigerated. Room temperature is what you got to eat that. Because Anna put a can in the fridge once. Ugh, it wasn't good.
The thing is the sauce that comes with the SpaghettiOs isn't like a little bit that's on the pasta. They are suspended in that sauce. I'd say they're a cereal.
That's spaghetti.
No. I'd go with a pasta dish. I could possibly side with it being a soup.
I think there's soup. It's kind of like, Chef Boyardee with those raviolis. Those are pretty much a soup as well. Mm. They're so close. There's again, so much sauce.
No, I don't think so.
There's so much sauce.
There's a lot of sauce.
There's a lot more sauce in that one than there is with SpaghettiOs.
So if you have a bowl of spaghetti but you have too much sauce, all of a sudden it's soup?
Yeah, I think so. It depends on how chunky your sauce is, though.
I'm still going to go with
runny spaghetti sauce. It could be a soup. It would be like kind of like chicken noodle with long noodles.
Both of these
ramen,
are
ramen, really. Italian ramen.
They're pasta dishes. I'm not going to go with their soup.
Way too much sauce on spaghetti makes it Italian ramen, which I think is a soup.
No, still a pasta dish.
Well, at what point do you delimitate your pasta dish from your soup? Does alphabet soup count as a soup or a pasta dish?
Or it's cereal.
Soup.
Or warm cereal.
Alphabet soup counts as a soup because soup, one, soup is in the name. Two, it's really, really runny usually.
Actually, maybe the cereal industry should actually start selling themselves as cold soups and they do better.
Yeah, there you go. They've been kind of failing lately, right?
You know what the cereal industry needs to do is be freaking honest about how many calories is in their stuff.
They need to not put so much sugar in there.
One bowl of cereal is almost 2,000 calories for most popular brands of cereal.
But it also...
2,000 calories.
Well, you're drinking all that milk, too.
Bowl.
Milk is really
That's,
high in calories.
Well, I'm not even counting the milk.
Their bowls are really, really tiny.
The serving size is like a cup for that.
Mm-hmm. It's a
Ted's most
thing
things.
When he eats
and
five
nobody,
cups of cereal. It's
nobody
like,
eats, one,
nobody
cup
eats one cup.
No, you're right.
And you get a bowl, a regular size bowl, not even a big one.
Actually,
I measured it out. It was like 2,000 calories.
When I eat cereal, I don't get the small bowl.
We actually have small bowls just for that.
Really?
Yeah. There you go. Forces you to eat
strange
smaller.
People.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I admit.
Okay, but here's the thing. When you're eating cereal, you finish and you've got this sweet milk left. Yeah, you can drink it, but that just invites more cereal.
Oh, absolutely.
And then when you get down and you're all out of milk, but you still got cereal left, you need to add more milk. This is how you sit down and eat 10,000 calories worth of cereal because you just can't like finish right. It's like the hot dog and hot dog bun problem.
This is how you scarf through a bag of Fruity Pebbles. Half of it.
So the sauce with SpaghettiOs is essentially tomato sauce, right? And tomatoes are fruit. So does that mean SpaghettiOs are Fruit Loops?
Yes.
No. No.
Like, hey, we already identified alphabet soup and alphabet cereal was the.
I really want Fruity Pebbles now. Like, really bad.
What are we looking at here, Bill?
Well, I guess we'll have to answer the said question later. We're going to move along then.
I did answer the question. No.
You're just wrong. That's all.
Well,
anyways, what are we looking at?
On to the next.
What devices are eligible for what? Android beta for Pixel? What is this?
This is so
Android Q.
Q.
They're clear down to Q now.
Yes. Which I was looking at all the desserts.
What are they gonna do when they get to after Z?
Wait, did they not think of a fancy name for candy that's Q?
Well, no, they don't announce the name yet.
Yeah, each one gets a letter.
A dessert.
Yeah. And then also a number. So, I mean...
This is 10.
Yeah, so, well... They skipped some.
Oh, no. They were, like... I think Kit Kat was, like, 4.2 or something like that.
Yeah, they ended up having, like, some version numbers in there, too. But, yeah, they've got all sorts of naming conventions for it. So... They'll announce Q. Everyone knows it's Q, and then they'll figure out what it is. It could be like Quizno Sub or something.
Quake.
No, it has
it's
to be
like
food.
It's like cake.
No, it has to be a dessert.
It's like cake, but with a Q.
These names are weird.
Quake.
There's also one called Queen of Puddings.
Yes. No, I think that's the worst name. There was one. Let's see.
Quindenum.
You mean quinoa pudding?
Oh, they should just call it queso.
There's one in here for Quesito.
Yes, that was the one I think it should be. Is
what is Quesito?
Quesito.
It sounds like
it is a.
Dessert?
I think it's a Puerto Rican dish.
How's
I guess
it spelled.
Yeah.
Q U E S I T O. Because that spells Quesito.
Yeah. Dude.
I hope they heard that.
Yeah. Thanks. Is it SS?
No, probably just one S.
Just click that. I think that's right.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a cheese-filled pastry twist from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, okay. It means little cheese.
What about Q-O-T-T-A-B?
Okay, spell it again.
There's no U. Q-O-T-T-A-B.
Quotab?
Almond-filled, deep-fried Iranian cuisine. Okay, how about Quindim?
Man, you are horrible at pronouncing foreign words.
I pronounce it how it sounds, how it looks.
I pronounce Quindim. It how it sounds. Oh, it's an American singer.
Did I spell that right?
Best known for his covers of Prince was When Doves Cry.
Q-U-I-D-I-N-D-I-M, sorry.
I-N-D-I-M. M.
Yes.
Okay. It looks like a...
It's a donut.
It looks like a donut.
Yeah.
What about quirks?
Except, okay, it looks like a donut. Is it actually?
Quirks. Yeah.
Quirks? Those are those little things. They're smaller than
that. No, those are quirks. those are quirks. Quirks is the things that Anthony displays all the time and that like irritate us, and we just say, he's quirky.
I totally still misspelled it.
So the quirk. I-R-K-S.
Yes, we're looking at all these. Oh, and also the Queen of Pudding. No, that thing just looks nasty. That's all I got.
All right, we're not looking that up.
A lot of the most delicious foods look nasty. You get bacon-wrapped jalapenos, you let them sit in the fridge overnight.
What's a quiche?
Quiche.
Quiche.
Okay, I admit, Android quiche would probably be good, but that would be great.
It's an egg pie, basically.
The Android quiche.
Or an omelet pie.
I've never seen that word, apparently.
There's your quiche.
They're really good. Unless there's people put onions in it, and then I hate those people.
I really like.
Well, these can also
like
be like
those ones.
Real food.
Not they're, just they're more savory. Yeah.
With the
no.
No onion. No. I'm out.
If it's fully cooked, I'm okay with it, but it almost never is.
Jalapenos are just fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you mean jalapenos.
Yes, jalapenos. Ooh, jalapenos.
Quiche with jalapenos. Pinos.
Actually, jalapeno jelly is amazing.
Grigio.
Yes.
Yeah, anyways, there's a list of names I was going through on The Verge. I can't pronounce most of them, apparently.
So,
yes, we know.
They were originally going to release a large amount and that could join the beta. And that now that it officially is open, that because it was like the OnePlus 6, Nokia 7, like they had a list of phones to join this list.
And now they're only Pixels?
Now it's only Pixels. Pixel?
I have a first-gen Pixel XL, so I'm pretty excited.
You can try it out.
Mine is one of the Verizon ones, though, so it might not be eligible yet.
You could check. You do have to check from your phone. And it's...
Well, I have that right here. How convenient.
Yes, that makes it so much more... I was checking on my phone, and I was instantly very sad because I'm still waiting on Pi to get on mine. Was mine supposed to be... available in the first quarter. That is coming to an end very soon.
So we're at Pixel 3 now and you still have a 1?
Yep. Huh. It's a solid phone. I haven't had any issues with it.
How long have you had it?
3 years now.
Plus, yours has wireless charging, right?
This one does not.
Oh, okay.
That is one feature that I do want. My truck has a wireless charging pad in the center console, so I could just throw my phone down there and it'd be great, but I don't have it.
You don't use a pop socket, do you?
Nope.
No, it's, okay. If you do,
chargers tend to not.
You said that your pop socket has to be removable. You have to have one of those fancy pop sockets.
Another podcaster has brought this up. That defeats the purpose.
Oh, from a different. Well, see, it depends on how much effort it takes to take off the pop socket.
So, the whole point of a wireless charger is you can just set it on the pad and forget about it.
Oh, just if you have to not take, of the pop socket.
Yeah, if you have to remove something on the pop socket to get it to charge anyways, what's the point? Because you could just take that same amount of time
and
plug it in.
I mean, the point is you don't have to carry around the cord. Right? You need an accessory to charge your phone unless you've got the little charging pad. Right, so we've had to buy like 12 cords of each kind because we lose them. Plus, like I would have one downstairs, and then I'd have to bring it upstairs because I wanted to charge my phone upstairs and then bring it back downstairs.
Do all phones support the same wireless or wireless charging standard?
Yeah. Most of them do support QI. That's kind of the winning standard.
Because that was my...
Most of those charging pads, though, that you're talking about do plug in to a phone charger.
What
that
he
is
was
the
saying,
same.
Though, was that...
But he doesn't need to carry that with him. He just stays and...
I don't have to have 12 cords around if I've got two pads, like one upstairs, one downstairs, or whatever. Or if I got it in my car.
He doesn't have to have different cords.
I don't have to bring the cord out to my car to charge it. I don't have to bring the cord downstairs. I can have the cord in one spot. I don't have to carry it around with
me. As long as there's a charger.
Well, I guess you're saying you had multiple cords to charge multiple things. You only need the one cord plugged into the base station, wireless charging station.
Well, the wireless charging station would stay at the same spot.
Yeah, but it's the one type of cord for the wireless charging. And you just, no matter the phone, as long as it has wireless charging or earbuds or insert whatever, which also means you just need a smart kitchen base. Yeah, just get your...
Is it just the thickness of the pop socket, mm-hmm. or is it...
It's the distance.
Because the distance, yeah.
If you have like an OtterBox case or like some of the other type of cases, I'm...
Like, if you have a case on it at all, it reduces the effectiveness of the charger.
Unless it's really, really cold.
Yeah, what they do is they're like a magnetic coil, like a coil of wires, and then they pulse at a certain rate, and then there's a coil that's in the back of the phone. So the closer they are, the better the pickup between the two coils is. And so iPhones and stuff, they actually have the aluminum on the back is machined very, very thin so that they can have...
I knew the Illuminati were behind
the iPhone. Well, actually, don't they just have glass backs now?
No.
They still have some aluminum there?
Did they go back to being glass?
I think they went to glass for the wireless chargers.
Drop it on the table real hard.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah, they're glass.
Yeah,
at least this one. The iPhone 4 and 5, 4 and 4S were glass, and then I think they went to aluminum, and then they went back to glass.
Yeah, the glass is so that they can have better pickup for that wireless charging.
Actually, I don't think the iPhone metal ones could charge wireless charge.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Same with yours is metal?
Mine.
I think the 8 was the first one to get wireless charging.
Mine's glass as well.
Oh.
Has a metal outside,
and
but
I have the 8
so glass back.
If you know what I mean.
I can't say I do.
I just like saying that because it sounds like it could be dirty, but isn't. It's like taking your fists, holding them out as far as, like, right in front of you, and then popping them together. It seems dirty, but, like, everybody seems to know that it means something dirty, but no one can tell me why.
Wasn't that on Friends?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I remember that from Friends.
Yeah, that's why he said to his sister all the time. Instead of actually, like, because it's on broadcast television, so he couldn't actually put people off, so he did that.
I didn't watch Friends.
Yeah, it's because you're so young, that's why.
I've seen Friends. I really enjoyed it. I didn't watch it all the way through until, my senior year of college, but I just, like, binge-watched it once it got on Netflix, and I really enjoyed it.
I think that's why I finally watched all of it, too. It's like, oh, look. I'm still not sure if I've seen all the episodes.
Yeah, How I Met Your Mother is just Friends rebooted, and they hang out in a bar instead of a coffee shop.
That's what Big Bang Theory is. You just have one really annoying... No, they all had one really annoying dude. But
I don't know. Big Bang Theory has a lot of really annoying dudes.
Who was the one annoying friend?
Probably Joey.
Yeah, Joey would probably be the most annoying.
I agree, you are pretty annoying.
Aww.
Did you do that on purpose?
No, I actually was thinking about that. I was like,
I was hoping
it just happened to work out.
I was hoping that that's what they were going to say. I legitimately didn't know.
Actually, Ross was probably. I know Ross is probably more like Sheldon.
Yeah, Ross doesn't really learn, and he's just kind of pathetic the whole time.
But Sheldon has like definite character growth. That's the thing that I like about it. Like, he goes through character growth, and he's able to, like, at a certain point, he's able to explain that he has gone through a lot of trouble and mental, like, anguish, kind of, by allowing people to, like, share his space with him. And he puts up with a lot of stuff that he just really, really hates on a regular basis. And when really, like, when a lot of people watching it, they just assume that he's the aggressor in all the situations. But really, when you look at it from his point of view, that's not the case. And I think that's really great, personally, because it kind of helps other people see through.
Yeah. And I think Chandler was probably the most normal of the guys.
Yeah, he definitely was. He had like a real job. He actually like went through like promotions at the job, and he like showed like worry for other characters and stuff, and guilt and stuff. A lot of their other characters don't really show any growth throughout the entire show.
I think once he married Monica.
Spoilers!
Oh, man. This show's been off the air for how long?
2-3 decades
It's not enough time, Bill.
That's why you have to move on to the next version.
What is this?
Oh, it's wireless chargers. We were talking about wireless chargers.
Why'd you look it up? Okay.
Okay. ADD. ADD. It's so fun to have ADD. Shiny object over there. On a squirrel. Watch it run.
There's a squirrel.
Where?
Speaking of squirrels. We were very off topic, so squirrel.
Duh. What do you mean, speaking of squirrel?
That's just why I said that. I don't know.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Do we want to talk about something else?
Yeah, what's Samsung going to do to my power cord?
I don't know.
Oh, now with TV Bixby.
The TV power cable specifically.
Yeah. They're going to work on this great thing. It's called wireless power.
Is this like an April Fool's joke?
No. It's a March 6th joke.
Because I saw a wireless extension cord once. And I was like, that's really cool. Because it said that it would use like microwaves to transmit power. And I was like, oh, awesome. How'd they like get that to work efficiently?
And then it was April Fool's Day.
And then it was April 1st. So I was like, ah, dog gammit. That's not a swear word, right?
Dog gammit.
Dog gammit.
You did a very good job. So, yes.
They've been getting better and better at wireless charging lately.
They can transmit 250 milliwatts over the air up to 3 feet.
Milliwatts.
That's not a lot.
Sometimes you don't need
Sounds
a lot
like it's
pay.
Enough for the TV.
I don't know if that is.
250 milliwatts. So USB 2.0, the standard, it's 500 milliwatts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not much. Oh, no, actually, that's milliamps.
Oh, I was going to say,
milliwatts
like,
are probably different.
No, because there's a new, somebody's pushing 300 watts over USB-C. You have to press the I agree button still. You have not actually upgraded. Actually, are you on the Wi-Fi?
I don't need Wi-Fi.
You don't need
Wi-Fi? I got all the data I need.
He's on one of those old
It's actually pretty
too.
Fast, too.
Yeah, because they can't throttle it because it's grandfathered.
Yeah, what up?
Nice.
Even though they used to try throttling it until they got sued.
So, obviously, but that... They're working on it. It's getting better.
So 250 milliwatts is what you said?
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. So, but that was for a computer they were working on. So this is going to be for the TV. So which is impressive for a computer to, one, run it that well. But.
Everything is computers these days.
Yeah, truly all it is.
I mean, your TV has to boot up, which is irritating.
That's from, was it What Up? Is the technology that they were working with.
What up, hands on?
Yep.
Yeah, it's only 0.25 watts.
They say hands on for wireless?
I didn't think about that.
Seems weird.
Counterintuitive.
But yes, it's a decent. It'll be great. Less wires. Actually, now I just have to like unplug the wires that need to go to my, Chromecast and Fire Stick and Roku and Xbox and
so it's have a Fire Stick.
It's really funny.
Huh. What did you get? What do you got?
But
is this already
Stardew Valley is available for beta on Android.
Ooh,
early access.
Considering it's been on, I think Apple for like a year.
No, has it? I don't think it's been on mobile yet. Has it?
I thought it released on Apple.
Hold Maybe. Please. Oh man.
Okay, now we sidetracked. We did a hardcore sidetrack.
Yeah, Stardew Valley, $8.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I heard it was on... I was thinking I'd get it on the computer.
No, if I get it on anything, it's going to be on my Switch.
So, admit, I've heard more about this than actually like played it. So do explain to me and the listeners about this great game of Stardew Valley and its great wastefulness of time.
So I played Graveyard Keeper, and they tell me that that's just a reskin Stardew Valley. So
it's if you liked Harvest Moon, it's very similar to Harvest Moon.
So what's Harvest
Moon?
Can
you explain what Harvest Moon is?
So Harvest Moon is
Farmville for the Nintendo.
Yeah. Wait, what? Farm Bureau?
Harvest Farmville.
So what is what's Farmville?
So Farmville is a farming simulator where you have a little
Facebook game.
You have a little avatar.
I know that. I just want
and you go around and you can plant plants. You can harvest them, sell them for coins or whatever, and then you can purchase additional buildings.
That's
or
what I was looking for
for your farm.
Hey, it's on the Switch.
This one is similar to that, but it's got cute little graphics. It has a storyline. You're supposed to get married to someone, have some children. They can help on the farm. This one also has a mining and a crafting type element to it, and it has a combat type element. So when you're down in the mines getting your resources, you also have to fend off monsters. It has seasons as well, so it progresses through time. It has some events that happen throughout those years.
Like Terraria.
Yeah, kind of. And then, so it's kind of got a little bit of elements from like Harvest Moon and then also like Animal Crossing. It's a whole bunch of games come together into one. This one's actually built by one guy. He built the whole game by himself. He released it on PC first. And then he ported it to some game systems. I think the Switch was one of the first ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ported it to iPhone, PS4.
Xbox One.
Yeah.
Android is literally the last thing to get it.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
So far.
Yeah. It'll be backwards compatible later. So the story is you've inherited your grandfather's old farm plot in Stardew Valley, armed with hand-me-down tools and a few coins. You set off to begin your new life. Kind of also has like a Pokemon look to it and Zelda, classic Zelda look.
Yeah, it's kind of got like the
it's the top-down view stuff.
It's the SNES graphic
quite
style.
Top-down,
though.
More like a slight
8-bit
off
type.
Well, no.
Almost
like 16-bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's got the SNES feel to it.
Mm-hmm. Which I really liked. That's why
the golden age of console gaming.
So can we play with other people?
I'm not sure yet. I'm installing it right now.
No, Dad. Did you have to buy it?
Yeah, it was $7.99.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Oh, is it?
Yes, yeah, so it's released.
So it is actually is available. It's not a pre-order game.
Yeah, it's out.
Actually, along with other things that are coming out, the Elder Scrolls Blade is... On Android, it doesn't say. On iOS, it says it has a release date of the end of the month.
What is this Elder Scrolls Blades?
Elder Scrolls on your phone or on a computer or on your console.
Okay, but what are the Elder Scrolls?
Okay, but is it like what caliber of Elder Scrolls is it?
They announced it like E3 last year.
The battle stances are all generic battle stances. So.
And you can hold your phone sideways or you can hold your phone up and down.
Interesting.
But it's an MMO on your phone, right?
Oh, wait, it's MMO?
Is that right?
I want single player.
We were talking about mobile
scrolls
whenever you brought it up.
Yeah, well. Yeah, it's an RPG. It'd probably be closer to like, I don't know. I don't think it's quite as bad as I shouldn't say bad as big as ESO, Elder Scrolls Online.
Not quite as bad. You got it right.
Okay, it was bad. Okay, well, I enjoyed ESO a lot.
I mean, some people liked it, but I don't know what happened.
Those
with
people
it.
Are wrong. I'm just kidding. I've never played it.
Bill, you liked it, didn't you?
Yeah, I liked it. And I go
my
back to it every once
really
in a while. Actually,
it,
I think a new expansion just came out, too.
You quit playing it because no one was on it.
That's the thing I liked about ESO and...
That no one was on it?
Yeah, well, not just
well,
not that.
It becomes a single-player Elder Scrolls game once everyone else leaves.
Yeah, when everyone leaves, I'm like, well, I guess I'll do everything myself.
And especially if a lot of the game was designed around people playing with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you just have to figure out how to solo everything.
Yeah.
It's just a new challenge.
Well, you can solo a good chunk of it, where like Fallout 76, you can solo the entire game, and there's become such a group of... There's even in Fallout 76, there's even a group of like...
You can also get banned if you play too much, too.
Yes.
Yeah. If you get too good, you'll get banned.
Well, if you
play too much...
So this guy, we're way off track at this point, but... This guy played a bunch, like, I think it was 400 hours or more. He got banned because he had too much ammo.
Yeah, they essentially claimed that he was duping. But
I think he
just
did, but on accident.
No.
I don't know.
That was someone else.
No, it wasn't even that. It's you pick up your ammo from your location, He was, one, switching it to other characters he had. The other thing is he also accidentally dropped it and picked it up. What happened is the game goes, you pick that up off the ground. We don't care where it originally came from, but you picked it up off the ground last. That's where you got from.
And so it looks like a dupe. So he picks up, 1,000 ammo off the ground, and they're like, nothing drops 1,000 ammo. So he probably duplicated it on the ground or something. I heard one story about a guy that he was like crafting or something. He had a whole bunch of stuff. He crafted like 4 items, and they were like, you crafted too fast, you're botting, and they kicked him.
It's 900 hours, which is also the other thing.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at this guy's Reddit profile, he posted on Reddit, he ended up giving a walkthrough like, hey, this is the best places to go get a billion pieces of ammo.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever unban him?
I have not heard. I kind of forgot to look into or follow up on it. But at least the, he was being reached out to by the official game by Fallout for Bethesda. So, yeah. So.
That's neat.
Yes.
Sorry. We got excited because there was a work process that was taking a fair amount of time. It took over 45 minutes the other night, and it finished in 4 minutes tonight.
Ooh.
After some server upgrades and whatnot. So, it's pretty exciting.
This is
so far, these don't look like in-game screenshots.
Yeah, that
actually, these are supposed to be the in-game screenshots.
That doesn't necessarily look like it would run
on a
phone.
UI,
well, also, it's supposed to be, you're supposed to be able to hold your phone up and down too, so they'll let you rotate your phone to play.
That's really unique for a game. Like, usually they're like you play how we want you to play.
That was something they talked about in E3. They really want to.
I don't really like the problem I have with phone games, especially like first shooter type games and stuff, is the controls are really hard because, I mean, I've got these big old fat fingers, and if I'm going to touch the screen to like control, then I can't see what's on the screen because my fingers are kind of covering
it up.
And
I don't have that problem because I've playing, I forgot, one of the
shooters.
Because
you were on a diet.
Oh, is that it? Makes my fingers skinnier?
PUBG.
Yeah, PUBG and all those. I actually enjoy playing.
Oh, yeah, I don't like it.
It's like having a screen on your remote control.
I don't know. I was playing Sword Art like that. It was an MMO. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I guess I could solve it just by getting a controller that's like a Bluetooth controller for my...
Not all games support it, but yes.
Yeah, for my device. I know we were playing Super Nintendo games with the tiny controllers on Joey's phone
I have these tiny, tiny controllers that are like keychain sized.
They're so small. They're really hard to play on because they're so small.
They're about as small as you can get with still being able to hold them and hit all the buttons.
Oh, you also can play with VR?
You could play with like Daydream or whatever, right?
Yeah. That's supposed to... Also, all this is supposed to come out so you can be playing on your phone against somebody on like PlayStation.
So that you can get destroyed.
Maybe. I don't know, unless they figure out how to balance. Maybe that's why it's taken so long for this game to come out.
We're going to find out that it's like turn-based.
Like all these screenshots look great, but you actually have to wait.
It's like
I just love that some of the screenshots are just generic.
It's a turn-based rail shooter. Too. They just aren't releasing that information.
Tap where you want to shoot on the
screen. So, like I said... Apple says it's... Okay, now it says expected. It didn't say expected before.
No, it did.
It did? Okay.
It's always said expected.
Oh. March 31st, which is way more information than Android gives you.
Dang, that's right around the corner.
It's like 2 weeks away.
There's a corner?
Yep.
Yeah.
On the calendars, they're squares.
Wait, is it only 2 weeks till the end of the month?
It might be 2.5.
Oh my gosh.
Based on recording and time of release and all the other stuff. Yeah,
2 weeks.
Time flies.
2 weeks when this releases.
When winter's here. Who? I'm excited for next month.
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
Winter is coming!
Yeah, that's sixth
that'll
winter.
That'll probably be our 10th winter.
We're
over time. We really need to start wrapping things up. What do you got?
Well, I just saw a thing on Entertainment Magazine.
I wasn't reading it. Anna was reading it. I was just looking over her shoulder. And it had one of the ladies from the new, not if she's your wife, she has no privacy if she's your wife. One of the ladies from the new Ghostbusters. It was a joke. I wasn't serious. That was just a joke. Anyways, one of the ladies from the new Ghostbusters, it had a thing saying she was all upset because she wasn't considered for the new Ghostbusters movie that's coming out. And apparently it's a sequel of the old Ghostbusters series from the 80s with that cast, which I don't know how to feel about because I really liked the new one. But we can leave it at that since we're out of time.
Famous last words. Is that them?
Yeah, we're out of time.
I think I should bring Anthony some mini quiches.
You can get mini quiche at Costco.
Cereal is a soup.
On that note, cereal is not a soup.
Want to hear a good pizza joke? Never mind, it's too cheesy.